There's a lot going on in May, starting with a full moon on the 5th. Algonquin Indians called May's full moon the flower moon, the milk moon, or the corn planting moon. This time, though, it's also called a super moon, because not only will the moon be full, but it will be within a couple of minutes of perigee, the point in its elliptical orbit where it's closest to Earth. This perigee moon will be about 31,000 miles closer, about 14% bigger, and nearly 30% brighter than when it's farthest away. Moonrise is at 8:15 in Grand Marais that night. Perfect fullness and, for all practical purposes, perigee come at 10:35. So this is pretty close to moonrise, about 2 hours and 20 minutes. And moonrise is when the moon looks biggest, and this effect will be easiest to see. You might not be able to tell the difference in size, but you may well notice that the moon is brighter than usual. Now, perigee moons aren't terribly rare. The moon becomes full within a few hours of perigee, about once a year on average. But it doesn't always happen so close to the time of moonrise over our part of the world. Again, it happens on Saturday evening, May 5th. If you look kind of low in the south after nightfall, you'll see Saturn just above the bright star Spica in Virgo. Those two have been companions for some time, and so have Mars and Regulus. Regulus, the brightest star in Leo, and they appear higher over in the southwest. Mars is the closest and fastest moving of the outer planets, and for the next 3 months, we get to watch it in action as it speeds eastward against the background of stars. This motion carries it away from Regulus towards Saturn. This goes on until August, when Earth leaves the two planets behind in the orbital race, and they go down together into the sun's afterglow, which is what Venus is busy doing now, because it's a speedier planet than Earth, and it's leaving us behind as it heads between us and the sun. As it falls in the west, it becomes more crescent-shaped, and if you have a small telescope or even a pair of steady binoculars, you can see this. On June 5th, Venus will make a rare passage right across the face of the sun, an event we call a transit. This will be really exciting, especially because it's the last transit of Venus until December 2117. I'll have more on this later, but if you want to watch the event, the precautions for watching a solar eclipse apply. Never look at the sun. Leave the viewing to trusted professionals, and when in doubt, don't look. Watch the transit on TV or the internet. That's all for now, and happy star watching.